Hi folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to favorite this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. Now today, something came across my mind that I wanted to share with you folks. See, folks, a lot of people just don't understand the importance of taking charge of their own financial future. See, folks, you gotta be eager to build wealth. Nobody is gonna build wealth for you. I think some people just have this misconception that when they get in their golden years, they're gonna have a lot of money in retirement. And that's not necessarily the case. See, if you don't build wealth, if you don't accumulate wealth over the years, you're not gonna have a successful financial future. So you got to put in the work. You got to be investing. You got to be building wealth in your youth. That way, it will benefit you when you get in your golden years. See, nobody is going to build wealth for you. No one's going to just give you a bunch of cash just because you're in your golden years. See, you have to start doing things to build wealth. And that's why I'm such an advocate on building wealth and taking charge of your financial future. See, you have to take charge of your financial future. You have to be doing things in the present moment that's going to benefit you in the future. And the best way to do that is to start investing. Start buying stocks, ETFs, index funds, things that have the capability to appreciate over time and that can produce cash flow. See, you got to get in this mentality of thinking and acting like a wealth builder. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody is just going to show up at your doorstep when you're in your golden years and give you $1 million and say, hey, here's your money for retirement. Nobody's going to do that for you. So you need to be building wealth now. A lot of people say, you know what? I don't have money to invest. But you know, some of those are the same people who are just buying materialistic crap to impress other people. See, folks, you have to tell yourself what is important. You owe it to yourself to build wealth. Your future is counting on it. If you're working, set up a Roth IRA. And every time you get paid, buy you some dividend paying stocks or dividend paying ETFs. And you gotta do that consistently. See, a lot of times people just don't invest consistently. You gotta be consistent with investing. Every time you get paid from your 9-to-5 job, you need to be taking a portion of that and investing it. Preferably in a tax advantage account such as a Roth IRA. Now, I know a lot of people may say, well, I have a 401k. You may even be lucky enough to be having a pension that you're contributing to on a monthly basis. But in addition to that, you should be investing on your own. Don't rely on your employer to save for your retirement. You need to be a DIY investor, investing on your own. And the best account for one to invest, again, is the Roth IRA. If you don't have a Roth IRA, I would encourage you to open up one today. I'm going to leave a link in the description of this podcast to a brokerage called M1 Finance. And this broker allows you to buy fractional shares. So I highly encourage you to check out M1 Finance. But getting back to my point about the importance of taking charge of your financial future, I just want you to understand that no one is responsible for building wealth but you. You have an obligation to yourself to build wealth. Take charge of your financial future. Be committed to building wealth. Anyone can build wealth. I truly believe that. You just have to have three things. You have to have confidence, you have to have patience, and you have to have commitment. If you're willing to embrace those three things, you can achieve financial success. I truly believe that. But it takes you making a leap of faith. It takes you embracing the mentality of a wealth builder. Anyone can build wealth, but you have to want to build wealth. You have to be eager to build wealth. I don't care what walk of life you come from. You may be listening to this message and you may say, you know what, Al? I can't build wealth. Because no one in my family has ever built wealth. I want you to refuse to embrace that. Anyone, and I mean anyone, can build wealth. You just have to want to build wealth. And be committed to building wealth, because it is achievable for anyone that wants it. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to be a better version of yourself, and stay committed to financial success.